much can distract you from achieving your goals and dreams? Is there a way to balance your work with other things you enjoy doing that will not make you feel like your time is being abused? At Born to Lead program, we help you to discover or rediscover your purpose or plan for life. We tell you how to find purpose in life. We are all born with a purpose. Join us on the journey to discover how other people have successfully achieved their dream or are on the path of doing so, and how you can do the same. This is Born to Lead. My name is Kizito, and I'm your host. Join us here now on 104.6 Planet FM. Nation's business capital. This is the Born to Lead program. My name is Kizito, and I'm your host for today. So if you're just tuning in, this is the Born to Lead program coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM. And today we have very special guests in our midst. A very wonderful couple indeed. So they are embarking on some special project. And today we are here to hear what inspires them, what drives them, what makes them feel that they are doing what they have been purposed to do. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome. So if you're just tuning in, this is the Born to Lead program, coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM 104.6. So today we have a very special couple in our midst who are going to tell us about certain projects that they are doing. And I'm sure you will enjoy it. Welcome Home by the famous Osibisa Band. Welcome Home by the Osibisa Band. So if you just tune in, this is the Born to Lead program, coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM. Welcome Home by the Osibisa Band. Yes, as I told you earlier, we have a very special couple in our midst. So I would like them to introduce themselves, and then probably we'll take it from there. So who have I got in our midst today?
Well, we'll start with who?
Yes,
we'll start with me.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. My name is Adetola Olanrewaju, but you can call me Tola.
Yeah.
And I'm here with my lovely husband.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Owashe Yolanrewaju. You just listen to my beautiful wife.
Oh, yeah. So you guys keep complimenting each other, Abby. So you've come to my show, and you can't just, you know, let it go.
We're going to make this a love show.
Wonderful, beautiful, beautiful. So how are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing good, thank you. Thank you for having us.
No problem. And I'm sure my viewers and as well as my listeners are also happy to have you on the show. So we're going to kick it in straight. We've seen it on social media. There are a lot of, you know, people talking about it, that something is coming on that we need to watch out. So I will start with you, Sean. What is this event that got becoming a successful migrant? I mean, what is it about?
This event is Exodus, Becoming a Successful Migrant. It was born out of a need, you know, based on the challenges, you know, that I myself has faced, you know, being a migrant. And being a migrant is a quest. It's not an easy quest, really, because, I mean, you left your home, what you used to call home. I mean, you're in a new place, and sometimes the settling can be really challenging. And, I mean, I believe that I'm not the only one who's gone through such a challenge. The people who have gone before us, the people who are coming after us. So basically, Exodus Becoming a Successful Migrant Seminar is just to help people, you know, handle the challenges that come their way.
Yeah.
And generally, it's a platform to give people practical skills to help them, cope, for instance, and also to overcome challenges that they're faced with. And generally, I mean, I've learned, you know, generally that you have to learn to get up on your worst days.
Yeah.
The times when, you know, it's the challenges gonna get too much, then you have to be in it. It's that time you still have to get up. I mean, like, if I had to go to the Bible, I mean, it says, you know, a righteous man falls seven times and gets up again. You've got to be willing to get up all the time. because you don't know. I mean, it might be the seventh time that you get up, but you get your success.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know, if you give up at the fifth time, you're never going to reach your goal. You're never going to reach your vision, or whatever it is that you know, hope to achieve with your life, especially in your new environment, in your new home. I mean, New Zealand is a beautiful country. I mean, it's got plenty of opportunities for migrants, but still, it's still not easy.
Yeah, So I think the key statement there is, you know, don't give up. Now, with Tola, can you tell us, I mean, are you targeting some specific people within the migrant community? You know, are there any people that you think, oh, these are the people we feel this program can be engineered for them, or is just for everybody?
I think it's definitely for everybody. We're not discriminating. You know, if you've been a migrant in New Zealand for 50 years, we want you to come here. You know, if you're a second generation migrant, if you're a first generation migrant, we want you to come, and it's an opportunity to just learn. It's really about sharing our stories. And there's power in our stories of our triumphs, you know, of our failures while trying to navigate, I guess, our identity as migrants in New Zealand. And, you know, so we're not discriminating. Everybody's welcome. It's just an opportunity to learn. But most importantly, for professionals in New Zealand, students in New Zealand, you know, families in New Zealand. So it's everybody's welcome in a sense. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
awesome.
This seminar is majorly for people I call intellectual migrants.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what can you elaborate on that? What do you mean by
migrants? Are like professionals? I mean, working professionals. You know that have that are migrants. Are the first students as well? I mean, those who have come. I mean, there are people who have come and who have paid their way to come into this country, and then it's really driven to migration.
Yeah.
Either by circumstances back home or like some war torn African countries.
Yeah.
I mean, those people are welcome, but not essentially that. I think there is a vacuum, you know, that's not being filled by, to encourage intellectual migrants because, there's some of us that are parents, you know, paid, you know, millions, you know, for us, you know, to have a better life, you know, and be in a better situation in our lives. I mean, everyone migrates because they want something better. And at the end of the day, if you cannot achieve it, the goal that you have set for yourself, even before you left your country, if you're not able to reach that goal, and your migration, you know, may have failed at the end of the day. So in order for you not to fall into that failure is the reason why, okay, we're creating this platform that, okay, there are people, like, for instance, we're going to have speakers, you know, the people who have come from, you know, really low states, and now they're doctors, you know, they're PhD holders, they're people who had nothing, who have come from nothing. You know, we have experienced people who will come and, you know, show, this is what I did.
Yeah. So talking about sharing stories and touching on these speakers, I mean, these people are also migrant themselves, I believe, right?
Yes.
And so you're going to get them to share their stories to the audience, right?
Exactly.
But, I mean, do you have any specific area that you feel these are the areas they need to be talking about? Or I mean, what I want to say is that have you specifically selected some topics for them to touch on? Or, I mean, based on their background, you know that they will do justice to whatever you think will feel people will buy into it.
That's what we have done. So one of the topics we're having is the migrant vision.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I here?
Yeah.
I mean, that sometimes, I mean, you can leave a country, you migrate to a new place, and you can lose sight, you know, of the reason why you left in the first place.
Mm.
So, I mean, we have a speaker, Dr. Adesanya Adelo, is going to be coming to, you know, talk about the migrant vision. Why am I here?
Yeah.
Just sort of put things into context, you know, to sort of bring to remembrance, you know, sort of jog your memory. Okay, there's a reason why I left home in the first place.
Mm.
Why did I leave? So, I mean, she's going to be talking, I mean, based on that, you know, on the fact that, okay, she's been through the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's come here, and I think, you know, to a large extent, she's achieved, you know, why she came. I mean, she's got, you know, three lovely children, and she's raised them well. She's got her career as well, you know, as a doctor. You know, so the song, I guess, going to be talking about, you know, that migrant vision. We have somebody else. We're going to have Frank Kamora, who is I think the owner of the African Welfare Trust.
Yeah,
he's going to be coming as well to speak on his experiences, you know, running a trust for migrants as well.
Yeah.
We're going to have barrister Osei Owusu, who's going to be talking about how best to integrate in your new home. One of the examples would be public service.
Yeah,
because I mean I do agree with him when he says that look. when you're one of the ways you can integrate is public service, because then people, I mean, you get seen a lot less, you know, to be a migrant when you're involved, you know, in the processes, you know, of the country, you know, contributing your own quarter, you know, to driving the economy, you know, to pushing the country forward, and not, you know, have the victim mentality that, oh, they hate me because I'm this color or that color.
Yeah. Okay. With Tola, I mean, being 1.5 generation, you know, from Nigeria, from your experience, what do you think would be the pivotal statement or things that people want to hear, you know, people of your generation want to hear when they come for such an...
I think basically it's with, you know, my parents coming in and being a second generation migrant, it's that, you know, identity kind of culture that we're dealing with, you know, who am I? Am I of this culture or of the other culture? And it's about balancing that. One of the key things we'll be looking at is depression when it comes to, you know, that migrant story. What are the challenges that we encounter in trying to fit in? You know, we've grown up in this host culture, but we're trying to fit in. We're trying to make a home for ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're trying to create an identity for ourselves. And there's some challenges that we encounter on that journey. And it's about really being open with people and saying, you're not different, you're not abnormal. This is something that is shared across a wide variety of people, and just finding similarity in that story.
Do you think there are people of your age who, you know, kind of suffer identity crisis? I mean, especially
absolutely, absolutely. I think.
Why is that? Why do you think people kind of?
From my experience, it's like I said, it's about that dual identity of, do I belong to this culture? For me, where I grew up, I did my primary school here. I went to high school, you know, intermediate, did my university here. And it's like, how do I fit in with this culture where I might not necessarily look like them? Mm-hmm. And also hold on to my cultural identity and not lose my place as well. So that's a very relevant migrant story with our youth. It's about finding your identity, and it's about whether you choose this. Do we have to choose this over the other?
Yeah.
Can we be both, and can we hold that identity, you know, in a strong way? Can we be, you know, African and Kiwi without those cultures clashing and respecting them, and, you know, and putting that our best foot forward and thriving in the society despite our difference, but realizing that we're actually quite, you know, quite similar, and we're actually Kiwis as well. So being able to reconcile those identities is so important. Yeah.
Awesome. Now, talking about cost, I mean, obviously it's going to take some resources to put this together. So, Sean, I mean, is there anything that you expect people to, is there a kuha or specific fee that people have to pay when they come for the program? Or, yeah, what is it in terms of cost? What are the arrangements for this program?
So, in this instance, the event is going to be free.
Okay. So people are not expected to pay anything?
People are not expected to pay everything. Okay. I mean, we do our best, you know, to take care of them, you know, as well. I mean, what's most important thing is that they come and learn.
Yeah.
I mean, it's to come and, I mean, why we set this up is so that migrants can better their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, at the end of the day, you want to, you know, you want your life to count for something.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want all, you know, everyone is trying their best, you know, to navigate life. I mean, one of the topics we're going to be talking about is, you know, wisdom for life navigation. Like we're talking, and to add to what, you know, my wife just said, she's, I mean, she talked about identity crisis and all.
Yeah.
One of the things I myself I'm going to be talking about is, you know, the issue of self-oppression. There's a time when, you know, you're oppressed, you know, by another person, but then when you're not owned, that oppression becomes, you know, personalized, and you talk about self-oppression.
Yep, then you suck it in.
It becomes your way of life because you've been treated that way for so long, it now becomes normal to you. So that's self-oppression. I mean, we'll be delving deep into that. So the event is free, I mean, as I said earlier, and expect people to come, you know, and we believe that, you know, people are going to live better than they came.
Date and time, please. When are we expecting this to come on?
So this is going to be happening on the 10th of March. It's a Saturday. It starts from 4 p.m. to about 7 p.m.
Yeah.
We're going to be starting really early. I mean, we're going to try to avoid lateness, because if people come early, then they can leave early.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, you know, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. And we expect people, you know, mm-hmm. to learn something practical, you know, that can help their lives, you know, be better. And you know, also with the challenges that, you know, most migrants face, I mean, the reason, as I said, we put it together is so that they can, you know, handle these challenges better. Mm-hmm. And especially in bringing in people who have experienced, who has gone through it, how they dealt with it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not just going to be telling them, you know, you can do this. We're going to be telling them how you can do this.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right. And the venue, please. Where is this happening?
The venue is in Avondale.
Yeah.
That's 6C Honan Place,
yeah.
Avondale.
So 6C Honan Place, Avondale, on the 10th of March,
yes.
4 to 7 p.m.,
yes.
Right? Yeah, so that's where it's going to happen. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to us, that is Becoming a Successful Migrant,
yeah.
which is going to be run by very successful people who have similar backgrounds just like you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to listen to them how probably they have made it, how you can probably, you know, yes, the success can easily be copied, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to do the hard way. You know, you can easily, you know, get the tips that you need to make you a successful person. Yeah, thank you. Now, coming back to the second part, there is another event, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this time it's about marriage. Wow, you guys are wonderful. Okay, so tell us, what is this Ground Zero marriage program? How long have you guys been married for?
We're just coming to 2 years, actually.
And you're already running marriage programs?
Yeah.
My goodness, you guys are on fire.
Yes.
Wow, we thank God. We thank God. That's beautiful. So tell us, start with you, Tola. What is this Ground Zero marriage program?
Well, Ground Zero is born from the idea that, you know, the first day you get married, you leave your father, you leave your mother, and you actually start on Ground Zero.
Oh, yeah.
Personally, for me, you know, I think it was when I got married that I realized that I didn't have my mom's shoes, you know, I didn't have my dad's car. I was actually starting my life, you know, afresh. And Ground Zero is born of the idea of trying to give people the right foundations, you know, to build a solid relationship, you know, before marriage and, you know, the skills to build on that foundation. Very much in our society, the wedding day is the focus of marriage now.
Yeah.
Our beautiful dresses, you know, our groom crying, you know, as we walk down the aisle, and our wedding's on point. And it's really about turning that narrative and giving people the right skills to build, you know, long-lasting love.
Mm.
Yeah.
Awesome. Sean, so what is the vision behind this series of marriage program? I mean, what came in mind for you to be able to draft something that you feel from your 2-year-old marriage, you think this is something that we can give to people that can help them in their marriages?
Yes. So, I mean, I've learned that people are transformed through knowledge, not experience.
Mm.
I mean, you can be married for 2 years and get, you know, I know a lot about marriage and get it right. I mean, if we look at the divorce rate all around the world, especially in America, so to speak, people can get divorced at any age, at any point in their lives. You can get divorced at, you know, people get divorced in their 20s, in their 30s, even in their 60s. You understand? So, I mean, if everyone had it all together, I mean, we shouldn't have such situations.
Yeah.
And if it was about experience, I mean, people shouldn't divorce at the age of 40 or 50 and 80 because they've been married, you know, for long enough.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, this program is about is giving people, you know, the right perspective, you know, to marriage. And for instance, for us, it's getting people to understand that marriage is your greatest investment.
Mm.
If you're married, your marriage should be, ought to be, and for us it is our greatest investment.
So when you say investment, I mean, what comes to mind? You know, I mean, why do you say it is the greatest investment?
It is your greatest investment in the sense, I mean, for example, I mean, your marriage affects everything. I mean, talk about divorce, for instance. I mean, like it or not, I mean, a couple gets divorced, one of the hardest things is how they're going to take care of the children.
Mm.
Who gets who?
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is other things that we invest in, your houses and everything, how do we split it?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if your marriage was right in the first place, you wouldn't have to go through all of those things.
Mm.
So, then, I mean, your marriage is much, you know, it affects everything. And I think it's wiser, you know, for you to invest more in your marriage than in anything else. I mean, and when you're talking about investment in marriage, it's about, you know, knowledge.
Yeah.
I mean, we've gone as far as, you know, because we've seen how important it is, you know, to invest in your marriage. We've gone as far as, going on a training, you know, to be marriage relationship facilitators and just to help others. You know, to be able to
marriage to work.
Okay. And one of the things we're going to be talking about, finance.
Mm.
It's better. I mean, like, what we're talking about is saving your marriage before it begins. I mean, it's for those who are dating, those who are married, and those who've been divorced before and looking at, you know, marrying again.
Yes, that was what I was about to touch on. So, in terms of the target market, the people that you're targeting, is it just married people or just, you know, we've got people who are divorced, we've got people who are starting a relationship, which might end up, you know, getting into marriage, you've got people who just, you know, just rang the bells, you know, and stuff like that. So who are your target audience?
So this is, my husband said today, what we're running is, you know, say the concept of saving your marriage before it begins. So it's about that foundation. So it's perfect for you if you're in a serious relationship. If you're considering marriage with this, you know, person, it's for you. If you're engaged, you know, you've proposed and it's like you don't know where to go from now apart from the wedding planning. Yeah. It's for you if you're newlywed with
it. You mean those who have the question has just been popped. And
exactly. You know,
yeah,
okay. You don't know.
So if the question has not been popped yet, it's not for you.
It is for you if the question has
not
been popped.
So how do you know? Because it might be 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years before happens.
The program, like I said, is for people who are in serious courtship. You're thinking about, you know, marriage with this person.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing about is this course is that you get to do an assessment as well. So it's based on, you know, psychologists, a program by psychologists in America.
Yeah.
And it's looking at the dynamics that you bring into a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you have to offer? What kind of spouse would you be if you come into a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
We'll be looking at, you know, your financial habits, your mindsets, what baggage do you bring, your context, you know, what did you grow up with? And it's about sort of understanding you as a person and the dynamics that you bring to a relationship and how that can help, you know, your momentum for marriage. So what kind of mindset are you coming in? Are you coming in with a romantic mindset? Are you logical about marriage? And how can that mesh together to produce long-lasting love where you understand each other? I think one of the series that we covered was expectations in marriage, like this is what I'm expecting from a marriage. I want a Prince Charming, you know, who will solve all my problems, or
that's not a bad idea.
And you know, it's not that your mindset to marriage is wrong. It's about saying, okay, this is your mindset, how can we refine it to make sure that your relationship works, where we're not ending up in divorce down the track because we're asking questions that actually matter. It's not just being it's not just about falling in love blindly and letting that, you know, sustain us in our marriage relationship, but just understanding each other better, you know, asking important questions before we make that commitment. And also while you're married, it's about, you know, thinking about things that you didn't think about before.
Yeah.
Something as simple as who's going to take out the trash in your marriage relationship.
Isn't that obvious?
You know, it's very, you would think. You would think it was obvious, but sometimes it's those little things that cause misunderstandings and relationship, because I saw my dad take the trash, therefore I believe all men should take the trash. But you know, maybe
toothbrush or toothbrush,
exactly. Little things that, you know, has caused, you know, a relationship breakdown. And it's about, you know, shedding light on those issues and actually fortifying your marriage relationship or your long term relationship.
Awesome. So you talk about love, finance, you know, all these marriage dynamics, you know, and all this stuff. I mean, are there other things that these sessions are going to be covered, Sean? I mean, do you have, because it's going to be, it's a 7-week program, right?
So it's
on a weekly basis, how is it going to be structured?
So the way it's structured is it's for 7 weeks, but it's one day a week. So it's every, the Monday of each week, the evening of the Monday of each week for those 7 weeks is when we're going to be having the program.
And
we're going to be talking about several issues, talking about finances, who is a spender and who is a saver. Because everyone brings a mindset. Everyone has a view, you know, of how a marriage should look like.
Yeah.
Now, at the end of the day, we're going to be, you know, helping people channel, you know, those views and, you know, helping them. I mean, at the end of the day, people who are married are coming with two different personalities, two different views, and they've been doing you know, doing things different ways, you know, all through their lives. They've learned from their parents and everything, and they're usually different. Mm. So at the end of the day, you want your personalities, to be weaved together, to work for you and not against you.
Is that where compromise comes in?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, compromise comes in. I'll give an example. One of the issues we're going to be talking about is one of the most popular reasons why people have, the reasons for divorce is irreconcilable differences.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, this has got to do with expectations.
Yeah.
Now, everyone's got an expectation, but then most of us do not communicate the expectations.
Mm.
Now, for instance, your idea of a good time can mean different thing to your wife. Your wife can say, to have a good time, I want to read a book and relax and, kick my feet up. But you, at the time, having a good time can be, let's go, play, volleyball or something.
Yeah.
Mm.
You understand? But then you may not have told your wife that, or your wife may not have told you that.
That's my good time.
You understand that? That's a good time. Mm-hmm. But then you assume that she ought to know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why communication is key.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't expect your spouse or something to be a mind reader.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to be able to speak, okay, this is what I think this is.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person can have the chance to be able to do something about it.
Yes.
But if you have not communicated it, and you assume the person ought to know, that's when you have conflicts.
Mm. So communication is very important, which I believe that we all agree that it's something that we need to closely pay attention to. Now, coming to the people that you're targeting, say marriage couple, right, or people who are seriously into, courtship and, they want to take it to the next step, which is fantastic. In terms of course, I'm very sure this is quite different from the first one, right?
Mm.
So are we expecting people to pay? What are the expectations? Because people have the expectations. So as you just said, in marriage. So coming to this program, I'm very sure that people have expectations. So what should they expect? And then also in terms of cost.
Mm.
People should expect from this program is value for their money.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, how much each couple is expected to pay $100 for those 7 weeks.
Mm.
All through the sessions, it covers the 7 weeks, $100. And there are things, that were good. They're going to be learning. They're going to be valuable, to their relationship, whether they're dating, they're married, or, they're engaged, whatever, sort of relationship they're in. Each couple, pays $100 all through the week. At some point, it's going to be food. But then at the end of the day,
you mean $100 for the 7 weeks?
Yes.
Yeah, for the 7 weeks. Yeah.
That's reasonable.
Yeah, well, we decided to make it reasonable because
why is it so reasonably cheap?
Because at the end of the day, we want it to be accessible to most people. It's all about access.
I can see a lot of resources being put into this. Yeah. So why is it keeping it so low?
For us, it's like my husband said, it is about accessibility. There's no point in creating a program that is inaccessible to people.
Yeah.
And for us, we value relationships so much. We want people to get it right. That's the emphasis. Like, love is a beautiful thing and love, can be long lasting. And that's why we're making it so accessible for people. All you have to do, it works out as a date night for you and your partner, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your fiance or your wife or your husband, come, have fun together, learn together. And just like my husband said, invest something so small is going to make a massive difference. We've done the course as well. We're not going to come and give you something we haven't done, and it's made a massive difference in our relationship. It's given us that right foundation for the next 20-50 years of our lives.
So should attendants be expecting some seasoned marriage facilitators, or it's just as part of the expectations?
As of this time, we'll expect, one of the people that will be attending, those will be married for a long time. But this time around, my wife and I are going to be the ones, facilitating this program.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, it's all about the knowledge that you can give. It's not so much about...
I'm just going to add to that. Yeah. We are trained to run this program, so it's not...
So you have a certification.
Yes, we have a certificate.
So this is not a 419 kind of
thing.
No,
at all.
Okay. Just inclinations.
This is something that we
I mean, it's good to clear the air so that people will know
trained,
that, exactly.
We're young,
that's what I needed to emphasize on.
Yes.
So it's not just you trying to, because on this side of the world, we are very particular about people, transfer of information, where if you're not the right person, you know, it becomes the recipient, you know, gets offended because you've not been trained, you know, to do certain things.
Absolutely.
You know,
so. And we bring quite a unique background. Like, I have a social work degree and I'm a, you know, I have a master's in management and my husband comes from an accounting background as well. And, you know, a project management background. So we actually bring in our education as well. And just that value, this is something that we saw and we invested in and we basically, you know, want to preach it to every couple, you know, that we encounter, that this is amazing for you. Your relationship is going to be transformed as a result of this program.
Okay, so lastly, give me dates, times and venue, Sean. For this wonderful program.
So this is, a seven-week program starting on the 19th of March. Till the 30th of April. So that's every Monday night between those two dates. It's from 7 to 8.30 p.m. at 6C Honan Place.
6C Honan Place.
In Avondale.
From 10th of March.
The 19th of March.
19th of March to 30th of April. Every Monday, 7 p.m. sharp to 8:30 p.m. So 6C Honan Place. So that is the place for you if you just got married or if you are thinking about getting married, you're in a very serious relationship.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter if the question has been popped or not. If he hasn't done it yet, it
just
doesn't matter.
Just drag him along.
Just drag him along. You know, and I think it's going to be a very informative night. Yeah. So do you have any last word on this event before we go for a commercial break?
As far as Exodus becoming a successful migrant goes, you need to be there. I mean, I know every migrant goes through challenges. You need to be there. I mean, it might be just what you've been looking for and what you need in your life right now. So, I mean, you never know until, you know, until you attend. So be there. Do everything that you can. You know, make time for it. You know, 10th of March, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., 6 Honan Place. I mean, it's going to change your life. I can guarantee that. It's been set up, you know, for that effect. And also, Grand Zero, seven-week marriage program. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be 7 weeks. So it's just, I mean, in the morning, I mean, the evenings, you come. I mean, the rest of the hours of the day, you're working on the things that we've talked about. I mean, it's going to be great. So we're not as fast as this, we're not going to be doing all the work. You're going to take home what we're giving to you. You're going to work on it and build on your relationship.
Okay. So if people want to know more about this event coming up, I mean, how did they reach you? Facebook, social media, telephone numbers? I mean, do you have anything?
So they can register for the event on rccg.co.nz. So it's going to go live on Sunday. So from Sunday, they can start registering. Through the page on rccg.co.nz.
Okay. And well, people are also very social media, you know, I don't know.
They can...
I mean, those people who want to just, you know, go on Facebook or anything like that, do you have anything for them?
Yes, they can at Real Talk with Tola, or at Real Talk Tola, so they can find that Facebook page as well, and the event is on there.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, that was Tola and Sean with us who are marriage facilitators. Wow, that's wonderful. They've just been married for 2 years and they're already kicking, you know, just making it work. And we're gonna go for a break. When we come back, we're gonna hear more about Real Talk with Tola. So stay tuned, don't go away. So if you are listening to us live on Facebook, please, you know, put some comment. So that is Tola Oloduwaju's page. It's live on Tola's page. So if you are listening to us, this is the Born to Lead program coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM. So with me here this afternoon is the beautiful couple Tola and Sean. They've just been married for 2 years and they're already kicking the marriage as if, you know, it's a 10-year-old marriage. That is beautiful, wonderful. So just feel free to put some comments and we're going to be reading them to you. So, Sean, have you got anything on the page? Can you check for us? Any comments? You know, people want to say hello. People want to say something. They want to ask questions. Probably even about the event. They can do that as well. So, If you are listening to us live on Facebook, feel free to post some comment on the page of Tola, and then if there are questions, you know, we will just let them do justice to that as well. This is the Born to Lead program coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM. With me here in the studio is a beautiful couple, Tola and Sean. Or Sean and Tola. Whichever way, you know, it's the same. Okay, so, Tola and Sean, welcome back. So, as we were saying, we've got people who have posted some comment on Facebook. So would you quickly want to answer those questions and then move on to probably talking about your show?
So the first question, thank you, Rhoda, for putting out your question to us. She says, what made us want to do a marriage course? Well, I think for us, like my husband said, I think we found ourselves, you know, we thought, I guess, love alone could sustain us.
Yeah.
And a marriage sort of, you know, forces you as a couple, you know, to work together, mm-hmm. you know, to, and life throws challenges at you, whether it's, you know, trying to balance your work life, you know, your work life and still having and making time for each other.
Yeah.
You know, trying to juggle your identity. You know, manage your new relationships as husband and wives, as a daughter-in-law, as a son-in-law, and the different contexts that you come into and a marriage puts you in. So for us, I guess we realized very quickly that we couldn't sort of get this marriage right on our own. Like we needed that knowledge and we needed to, you know, get fortify ourselves and get as much help as we can.
Beautiful.
And so we really went out and looked at, one of the things that we looked at was marriage mentoring. It's something that, you know, we'll be looking at, we're still developing, and it's just giving couples, you know, that guideline for marriage. I think I did a series one on Real Talk with Tola that marriage is the only school where you get a certificate on the first day, but there's still so much for you to learn after that. You know, it's your admittance letter.
It's upside down, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. And you can, and you can feel that, you know, sometimes love will just sustain you, but marriage is when you get to learn about each other's habits. Where I think for us, marriage is where God is perfecting us more. We're realizing our own individual faults and things that we need to work on. So it's an eye-opener. And that's where I guess our passion for other couples is, that, you know, there are these resources out there that can actually help you and prepare you for marriage. Like, it's about giving those skills, taking the focus away from the wedding dress, taking the focus away from day one and building on that, basically.
Awesome. So are there any other questions? Or that was the only question we had to address.
We had another question on whether it was for if people that were not in a relationship could be a part of the program.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you have to be in a relationship because we're doing
this is the marriage one.
The marriage course,
And talking about relationship has to be very serious. How do you measure the level of seriousness in that relationship? If they are coming, I'm coming with my boyfriend.
You can. I think it's just whether or not you value this person and you see a future with them.
Yeah.
It gives you, what we're saying is your marriage momentum. So we have a scale of whether or not, you know, this relationship is leading somewhere.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're thinking about that with somebody, even the thought is a massive step, you know, that you're thinking of that long-term commitment with somebody. We want you to come because we want to give you the right tools to get it right, you know, to make that decision better or to make that decision clearer. So you're understanding that, okay, these are the mindsets that I bring to a relationship, whether that's logical, romantic, irrational, reluctant, you know. It's just making you understand, okay, this is what I think about marriage.
Yeah.
This is what my, you know, partner to be thinks about marriage, and how can we merge that to make that work for us, basically.
Beautiful. Yeah. Awesome. All right, thank you very much. So that was on the marriage series program coming up from the 16th or 19th of March to 30th of April. Now, let's talk about you and your show.
Okay.
Real Talk with Tola. What is the vision behind Real Talk with Tola? What made you think there are some real things that I could share with people? Mm. You know, not the fantasy kind of stories. Absolutely. When it comes to marriage. And I think you've been speaking more about marriage stuff. Is that right?
Yes.
Can you take us through what is the vision behind that?
Okay, so Real Talk with Tola, Love, Sex, Relationship, and God, is a TV show that basically talks about being real. You know, sometimes, especially in Christianity, because, you know, we're Christians, we're sort of unreal and we over-spiritualize them.
But hold on. When you say unreal, what are you talking about?
Okay, let's get real, all right? Well, I think it's basically, you know, being real is about being honest and being transparent about, you know, our struggles. I think sometimes you see people that have been probably married for 50 years and they give you this, you know, how-to steps, but they're probably unreal about, you know, the mistakes that they made along the way, you know, the trials. Like, one of the key things is with, you know, keeping yourself in marriage.
Yeah.
You know, you get a lot of keep yourself in marriage. Mm-hmm. Wait. But, you know, there's actually that gap in strategies or honesty about the fact that you want to have sex before marriage. You know, that God has placed that desire in you for sex and to enjoy sex, you know, in the right place. So it's about, you know, shedding light on things that, you know, the devil has, you know, covered, you know, or has, and just being honest and being truthful about the fact that we are humans and we're struggling with some things, you know, coming out and say, this is what I struggle with. How can I get the help? You know, and this is what has helped me as well. So that's basically what it's about, being real. Let's talk about those things that we sort of expect to be holy about, you know.
I saw one of your series on keeping your virginity for marriage. That when I saw that, I'm like, wow. So what, I mean, it is a topic which is sometimes a bit sensitive to talk about, and I'm happy you brought that up. And it was interesting because right after that series, people were requesting for how about men?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, can you share, a little bit more light on that? What made you think this is a topic that I could address on my show to get attention for people to see that, I mean, this is what it should be, you know, not just, you know, something that only for women.
Absolutely. You know, like because I think even culturally, especially, like, you know, as Africans, it's virginity is a massive thing. You know, we have films of, you know, the you must give yourself. Even in the Bible, it's a lot of the woman would give herself.
Yeah.
And it's like there's that double standard, you know. You can watch the episode, you know, to see more of this perspective, but there is that double standard that we may not hold men accountable to.
Yeah.
You know, our society, you know, if a man is not having sex, he's sort of looked at as weird, if we're being honest about those things in our society. Like, oh, maybe we start to question
he's not normal,
his masculinity. Yeah. You know, is he man enough? But it's about being real about the fact that God holds both sexes accountable, you know. And it's I do a series on the battle of the sex sexes as well, you know, from time to time. What are those, what gender roles do we actually place that are not actually the will of God, that are actually not right? It's probably our culture, and it's about breaking those clashes, you know, in our walk with God as well, by being real about our struggles, by being real about expectations society places on us, and being able to live a life that is not lukewarm, that we're actually living a life that is true to Christ in a sense, and by being real, you know, by saying, this is my struggle. I'm not perfect at this yet, but I'm striving. I'm getting there. And this is what I've done. You know, that's helped me.
The steps you need to take to
kind of get there. You know, and being practical in that
awesome.
Sense.
So, Sean, I mean, you have done one or two of those series with your wife. I mean, share your experience with us on the Real Talk with Tola. I mean, how was it? You know, especially when those sensitive, you know, things were talked about. I mean, how did you feel, you know, sharing your story or, you know, sharing that kind of marriage? Stories with your wife on the show.
I mean, like, I mean, I believe marriage is real. I mean, if you spend so much time, I mean, have so much excitement about marriage, you've got to be ready for it. You know, you've got to face the realities. I mean, my experience on Real Talk with Thomas, I mean, it's been amazing so far, because I mean, what she talks about and what I've, you know, talked about, you know, while being on the show with her, are real issues. I mean, I talked about, like I said earlier, we talked about expectations. If you do not communicate, we acted a little bit of drama where, oh, I came home, you know, brought her flowers, you know, and everything. That's what, you know, a woman would expect. You know, oh, come home with roses and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
You understand?
I mean, how was it in the Valentine's Day? Was it roses all over the place?
So,
you don't want to share that?
No, I'm joking.
The question is, if you want roses every day, and again, remember, roses are not cheap.
Yeah.
So there's the financial reality as well.
Especially the authentic ones.
So the financial reality is there as well. So, I mean, it's all of these dynamics put together. So you say you want roses, how much is it going to cost you? How much hole will it put in your pocket, you know, in the whole month? And also, have you communicated that expectation to your spouse?
Yeah.
You know, we talked about expectations as well, but then there was this other scene that, you know, came home, nothing, or probably tired, the husband might be expecting, oh, my wife will have made me a delicious meal. But did you communicate with her that, you know, oh, do you mind, you know, making this for me before I get home and everything? But then you get home, I expect your food and table to be set and everything, but did you communicate that? So communication, I mean, communicating your expectations is very, 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 very important. I mean, being on Real Talk with her has been amazing. I mean, there are things that she the issues that, you know, she talks about that, you know, people are afraid.
That's right. I mean, one typical example is the virginity thing I talked about. You know, it's especially from, you know, your culture, it's something that, you know, we frown on, you don't talk about it. You know, it's more kind of a thing. Okay, so tell us, where is this going? I mean, and I've seen that a lot of hundreds of people have started viewing it, and there's millions of people will start viewing your show. and it's going to get out of hand, and you need to find a way to manage it.
Absolutely. Okay.
So how are you going to manage Real Talk with Tola, with this handsome man here in your household, when it gets boom out there?
I think
what is the vision, you know, for this special show?
Well, I guess from a very young age, you know, I've always been crazy about having a talk show, and it's really about, you know, that purpose and that vision of God for us, and it's about fortifying and strengthening marriages. One of our biggest passions and our visions this year is, you know, having a place where people can come and be real about, you know, their marriage as well, and for us as well, like with expectations, we're being open to people because of the fact that this is things that we're experiencing as well. You know, it's not an alien thing. So how are we going to manage that? Because it's given by God, God is going to give us the grace to manage that. And because we're so open with each other, that our marriage is the top priority, no matter what. Our home is the top priority. And that's what we're working on, that, you know, you can have it all through the grace of God, that you're able to manage these things. But my husband is the most important thing, you know, to me on this journey. And together,
we're
achieving, you know, this vision together. And that's why it's the both of us. Real Talk with Tola is a name, but my husband is there with me 100%, you know, in that sense.
Ladies and gentlemen, with me in the studio is Mr. and Mrs. Oloyo Raju, that is Sean and Tola, talking to us specially about some marriage seminar coming up enter Real Talk with Tola, as your host. When we go for commercial break, we'll be right back. And when we come back, we'll touch on some of the few things. Hold on. Any comment on Facebook? So if you are listening to us live on Facebook, feel free to post some comments and ask some questions where Sean and Tola will be here to kind of answer your questions. So if you just tune in, you are listening to the Born to Lead program coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM 104.6. So with us today in the studio is Mr. and Mrs. Dolore Raju, beautiful couple with beautiful vision, beautiful mind. So if you are listening to us, this is the Born to Lead program, and we have a special guest in our midst today. That is Sean and Tola, talking to us about marriage. They've been married for only 2 years, and they are already kicking it as never before. All right, so tell us, Tola and Sean, I mean, there are some few questions on Facebook, so do you want to quickly address that, and then we'll probably ask you some few questions and wrap it up.
Why do you think so many people are getting divorced? Marriages aren't working these days.
Do you want to quickly have a word on that, and then we'll just wrap it up?
So about that question, why are people getting divorced?
I mean,
so many people. It's why so many people are so afraid of young ones are getting so afraid, to get married now. I mean, some people rather be in partnership and not get married, or just live together. I mean, as an alternative, to getting married to that person. Now, one of the reasons, I mean, as I said earlier, is, communicating your expectations in marriage. Number one reason for divorce is irreconcilable differences.
Okay.
At the end of the day, everyone brings differences.
You're
different. You've come from different backgrounds. You've come from different families. You've done things differently. You've been raised different ways. So you're different. So, it's, being able to merge those differences, so that you can truly become one. You don't really become a couple on the first day. Your minister, the celebrant pronounces you as husband and wife. No, it is life that weaves you together.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome, beautiful. Tell us, briefly, what is your vision? I know you have your individual visions and goals. And I mean, can you briefly tell us where you think you're going, where you think individually you're going, and both of you, a shared vision and things that, you've got together?
So the vision is basically giving people the life skills, the tools to build, long-lasting love.
Yeah.
And giving them, I guess, a vision for their marriage, seeing that marriage is not ordinary. Marriage is beautiful, and you can have a successful marriage. And I think for us, that is what counts for us as well, that marriage can be a beautiful, happy place, by God's grace, by having God at the center. So that's what we're trying to do. That's what we're driving for and once we understand that marriage is important, it has a ripple effect on our society. Communities begin to function well because the home is functioning well, and that's what we're driving at.
Awesome.
Together.
In 30 seconds, what do you have to say, Sean?
There's a saying that I have: if you do not know any better, then you cannot do any better. So one of the goals that we have, with Ground Zero, and also we talk with Tala, is to sort of have an impact that can drastically reduce divorce in our society today. If people have the right skills, have the right tools for them to navigate marriage and make their marriage work for them, then there will be no reason for people to go through divorce.
Beautiful. So with me here in the studio today was Sean and Tola. Thank you for coming, and that was awesome, beautiful. Thank you so much. That brings us to the end of today's show, Born to Lead program, live from the studios of Planet FM. Thank you for joining us. So next week, we're going to have a special guest as well. So wish you all the best. Have a good week and good afternoon. Kira, thank you. Bye.